Today is Thursday, January 24, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for this hour, today and every day, Monday through Friday at the same time, here on RBN for a program we call That's How I See It, where we invite you to call in and tell us what's on your mind. Phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. We invite you to call. Very pleasant good morning to you. Whoever you are and wherever you may be on this fine Thursday morning in January. Now, usually this opening couple of minutes, I spend some time and while we're waiting for your calls, the various news items crossing the wires overnight, bringing us up to date on events affecting our lives. And we encourage your participation. So get on the telephone and talk to me at 800-313-9443. Our lines are open. This from the Miami Herald this morning. It seems Giuliani is slipping to third place in the Sunshine State of Florida. Giuliani has hit the skids. What a way to put it. Giuliani has hit the skids. Sounds like he might have a drinking problem. No, Giuliani, when he has hit the skids, according to the Miami Herald, in a Florida free fall that could shatter his presidential campaign and leave a two-man Republican contest in the state between McCain and Mitt Romney. That, according to Miami Herald, despite hovering over Florida voters for weeks now, Giuliani is tried for... Hello there. Yeah, got my teeth fixed and know my mouth won't work. Giuliani is tied for third place with the scarcely visible Mike Huckabee in a statewide poll taken just within the past 24 hours or so, with his poll number slipping back home in the Northeast. Giuliani's campaign seems to be imploding at this time. If he can't turn it around in the next 6 days, only 6 days now left before Florida's January 29 vote, the final gateway before a blitz of primaries around the nation that could sew up the race. So things are not looking very red hot for Rudy Giuliani, at least in the Sunshine State of Florida. Now, remember, Giuliani has pinned all of his hopes on Florida, not campaigning in Iowa or New Hampshire, South Carolina. He's spending all of his campaign treasure. He wants to get the wind at his back with a win down in Florida, and it appears now that that's not going to be likely for Giuliani. And whether he can turn that around in 6 days or not, that's going to be interesting. That's probably going to be something that all the media is going to be watching very, very closely as we approach that June 29th date. And then, of course, we go to February 5, Super Tuesday, when all these heavy-duty states are going to become involved. And so we'll have to see what we'll wait and see. We'll see, won't we, what happens there. McCain? Well, McCain, not known as a flip-flopper, as his opponent Romney is, but that's not exactly true. On abortion rights, McCain has done a 180-degree turn. This from a news story from Scripps Howard News Service, where they're writing that McCain has flip-flopped on abortion rights. He's done a 180-degree turn from favoring only the most minor restrictions and opposing the overturning of Roe v. Wade, all the way to supporting an almost total ban while advocating that the Supreme Court reverse Roe. Also, McCain is transformed. Well, we're up against the break. Get on the phone. Talk to me. 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. I'm Don Wayne. We're on a program we call That's How I See It. We're a talk show. It's not my intention to sit here and do a monologue. We certainly invite you to pick up the telephone. Get on the phone and talk to me. What's on your mind this morning? There's so much happening in our world today. And we as a responsible citizen in America, we must be informed when we step into the voting booth and cast our blood-purchased right to vote. Just can't do it willy-nilly. I'm afraid that happens all too often in this country. Florida coming up now, the 29th. How important is that? It's extremely important. And as I mentioned a moment ago, Rudy Giuliani seems to be faltering there in third place after pinning all of his hopes on Florida for a win. So really, it's a must-win situation for Giuliani in the Sunshine State, isn't it? McCain? Well, McCain walks around with this attitude that, boy, you know, I'm a straight talker. If I say it, you can believe it. Look at what McCain-Feingold did. McCain-Feingold is an absolute restriction of freedom of speech that he co-sponsored with the likes of Kennedy and Feingold. Boy, I'll tell you, the media is simply not doing its job when it comes to questioning these candidates, and that's on both sides of the fence. I mean, when we can allow, for example, the Democrats and their debates to sidetrack the issue, to get us off what these Democratic candidates will do to, you notice I did not say for, will do to this nation. They're not debating the issues, are they? At least the Republicans are discussing the issues. On the Democrat side, they're not. And I think it's purposeful. I think that it's their way of saying, hey, folks, we don't want you to get on to what we're going to do to America if you're foolish enough to put us in office. Sorry about that. But getting back to this McCain thing, they say he's not a flip-flopper. I'm afraid he is. On abortion rights, he's done a 180-degree turn. And then again, this according to Scripps Howard, McCain has transferred himself from a deficit hawk who mocked supply-side economics into someone who sounds like he's, now get this for verbiage from a journalist, that he has drunk deeply from the wackiest vats of supply-side Kool-Aid. I wonder how long it took him to think that up, huh? He just can't put it in simple English. Come on. Anyway, to the point where he now claims raising taxes decreases revenues, a claim that he so wildly is in conflict with the facts. Let's do a little trip down memory lane this morning, and let's go back to 1980. Remember the Jimmy Carter administration? Oh, how can we forget? Jimmy Carter, who got on television and talked about a national malaise where interest rates were through the roof, absolutely out of control, way over 20%. And the total government revenue from all sources at that time was $599 billion. Okay? That's under the Carter administration where we had these hellaciously high taxes. Okay, on the scene comes my president, Ronald Reagan, fighting tooth and nail, fighting Democrats in both houses of Congress. He finally got his tax cuts through. And to make a long story short, when Ronald Reagan took office in 1980, the total government revenue from all sources was $599 billion. When he left office in 1988, the total government revenue from all sources was a whopping $1.5 trillion with a T dollars. Translated, about the government was taking in about $2.50 for every dollar that it was taking under the high-tax Carter administration, the tax-and-spend Carter administration. And yet the Democrats were successful in telling most people that somehow these were Reagan's deficits. Do you remember watching Reagan give his State of the Union speeches, where at the end of the speech he would bring up this 25-pound book called The Budget of the United States of America? The Democrats in Congress would present, since they controlled both houses, remember, and they would present this 25-pound budget of the United States to President Reagan at 1 minute before midnight. And if Reagan did not, that's blackmail. And if Reagan did not sign the budget, the bill, the government would shut down. And of course, the media and the Democrats would all blame that on Reagan. And of course, half of the people in this country, dumbed down, brain dead, would buy into it. But having said that, with that increase in government revenue, tax increases almost always, or tax decreases, get this straight, tax decreases almost always, if not always, increase government revenue. This is basic one economics, I guess. Tax decreases increase government revenue because of the increase in the economic activity. You see, the government acts like a huge sponge over the entire United States, soaking up capital, soaking up precious hard-earned dollars. And then they spend it on foolish projects like the Alaska Bridge. Have you heard about the Alaska Bridge lately? That's an earmark thing. Earmarks are in the news finally. They should have been through the years because they're just awful. They keep these petty little politicians in office year after year after year that don't belong there. The only interest they have is not in the what's the public interest of this once great nation, but it's how they can further their own self. It's a self-aggrandizement trip. They're there for their own personal gain. William Jefferson, a good example down there in Louisiana. Nothing's going to happen to him, probably. But anyway, I digress a little bit. These times in which we live require us to cast our votes responsibly, to know why we're voting for a certain individual. And I'm referring to John McCain, who was not a supply-sider, And let's see now, which way has he gone? I'll have to refer back to the Scripps Howard piece. It says he's gone from treating them as the worst sort of pork. He's talking about, he's talking about ethanol subsidies there. Back it up a little bit. It says McCain has transformed himself from a deficit hawk who mocked supply-side economics into someone who sounds like he's, here we go again, drunk. This guy thinks he's a poet or something. He's drunk deeply from the wackiest vats of supply-side Kool-Aid to the point where he now claims raising taxes decreases revenues, a claim, and this is what brought on my little dissertation there, claim that he so wildly was in conflict with the facts. For example, federal tax revenues almost doubled in real terms after the Clinton tax increases. And that's either a shameless lie or a product of astounding ignorance, probably a little bit of both, I guess, depending on which side of the fence you come down on, huh? But taxes the problem in this country is not that taxes are not high enough. The problem is that the government spends too much, something approaching a $9 trillion debt. And then, of course, if you combine with that the Federal Reserve and their get back, whenever I mention Federal Reserve, it's neither Federal nor Reserve. Remember the Ben Franklin story? I shared it with you yesterday on the air here. Ben Franklin was the ambassador to France. Someone came up to him and said, Mr. Ambassador, to what do you owe the prosperity of the United States of America? And he said, because we have honest, debt-free money. And that was true up until 1913, when under the college professor president, who rather than take World War I into a victory, an unconditional surrender, accepted this so-called Treaty of Versailles, where nobody walked away a victor. But his worst thing that he ever did was he allowed the Federal Reserve to gain power, something that the Illuminati forces in this country had been attempting to do, ever since 1913. Look at Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson assassinated. Who killed him? Just prior to his assassination, for example, he had fought the central bankers, claiming that this nation was never intended to have a central bank. That alone, and then you carry that forward to John F. Kennedy and his assassination. Now, this is something that you can check out, and I digress here a little bit, but this is something that you can check out for yourself at any public library. John F. Kennedy had signed PDD-225. I believe that's the accurate one. I'll double-check that, but I believe that's what it was. PDD-225. Keep that in mind. And what that did was essentially did away with the Federal Reserve. Interestingly, about maybe 5 or 6 months following that action, he was assassinated. And then on his way home, Lyndon, the country bumpkin from Texas, took his oath of office on Air Force One with John F. Kennedy's body there on the plane. They issued the oath of office to President Johnson, and immediately, what did Johnson do? If you say he rescinded PDD-225, you get a cookie. Put two and two together. We have a caller, John in New York. John, what's on your mind? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to make a suggestion.
Well, we got a break here. Can you hold on?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. John in New York, thanks for hanging on. And welcome to the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I might suggest that you either change topics or get on with this, because what you're talking about, all these idiots that you're talking about, is 90% of the listening audience of this station is all for Ron Paul. They're not for these idiots that are up there. They're all from the same clique, the same cloth. Nobody wants to hear that. You can go to Fox and hear that. So I just wanted to make that suggestion to you.
Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to it.
We'll find out. Take a poll and you'll find out.
Well, you know, we're okay. Let's get back here to what I was referring to a moment ago. I think it has a little bit more to do with the substance of the day. I mean, whoever you're for, as an American, we all have the opportunity to vote for whoever we think is the best man and or woman. And, you know, if we have a particular choice, that's our right as an American. That's your opinion, John, and you're entitled to it. George in Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning to you.
Yeah,
good morning.
Hey, how you doing? You hear me?
I sure can, George.
Well, number one, I just want to make it short and brief. I did go to the police chief yesterday, and the police chief tore up the citation and told and said to the code enforcement officer, you have no business looking inside people's garage, because my garage is out of sight from the street, and it was enclosed, so they said you had no business looking inside the garage. So the police chief took it and said it had no business. Code enforcement had no business. They said they're more mainly for cosmetic. If my truck was out in the driveway on cinder blocks, that would have been a different story. But anyway.
So that's the latest update on your problem there.
Yeah, so they took care of it. The police chief took care of it. I know the police chief, and they said...
Well, kudos to the police chief, huh?
Yeah. And another thing, they talk about the Federal Reserve in 1913, the Federal mm-hmm. Reserve Act. But there's another thing. They talk about the IRS, the 16th Amendment, how it was not ratified. But there's another thing, a little sinister thing. That was they called the 17th Amendment. That was never ratified. That took away the state's rights to for representation in the federal government by the legislatures selecting the senators to go to Washington instead of being elected by popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
And this had this was a I think a mechanism the elites wanted to put in place to keep the states out of the monetary policy, because if you look at history, when there was a central bank fought, even with Andrew Jackson, it was the U.S. senators that were pushing for the abolition of the central banking system, because the U.S. Senate before 1913, the senators were selected by legislatures to keep the federal government in check. And now, the way our U.S. Senate is now, it's just a 100 bunch of empty suits that are with the corporations and not the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, if you look at if the legislature selected senators, do you think a UN charter would get passed? Do you think the War Powers Act would have got passed? Do you think NAFTA, GATT, all these trade agreements got passed? Because you look at the U.S. Senate, which is supposed to be ambassadors for the states, for state governments, I don't think they would have surrendered their sovereignty to a bunch of treaties.
George, if I might interrupt you for just a moment, you know what George Bush is doing now? Do you know what he's doing with this? Remember, our founder said that we should not be involved in any what they termed as foreign entanglements. And right now, as we speak, Bush signed a treaty, you know, with Vicente Fox of Mexico and with the Canadian Prime Minister, essentially doing away with the sovereignty of the United States of America. That's what it does. I mean, there's no other way you can describe it. That's the effect of this treaty. And not only has he done that, but now they have this organization over in Europe where he's going to tie us together with Europe. And to me, those are almost, and I don't want to sound like some fanatic here, I'm not, but to me, those are almost impeachable offenses. Go ahead, George.
Yes, like I say, if you look at the Constitution, it says ratifying treaties by two-thirds mm-hmm. votes, selecting of judges. You know, that was designed for the states, for the state mm-hmm. senators selected from each state. And like I say, now you have our U.S. senators, all they are is basically super congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're very disconnected from the people. And like I say, their corporations are in their back pockets and special interests are in their back pockets. And they don't pay attention to the legislatures of their respective states no more.
George?
Yeah?
George, can I add this? Who do we fault for the fact that these suits, as you refer to them, who do we fault for the fact that they remain plaguing this country and doing to, rather than for, this nation, term after term after endless term? Who do we blame for that?
Ourselves.
Exactly. And that's what we try to do on this program. We try to get the truth out. And the truth shall make you free. I'm so glad that you got this issue settled for yourself down there, and that you can check back with us on that, George, because that was an interesting dilemma there. But it appears all is well in Florida as far as George is concerned now, huh?
Yes, even code enforcement will not touch my Ron Paul signs.
Yeah.
My front yard.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
All right. Get on the telephone. Talk to me at 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment. Take your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Don Wayne here. Get on the phone and talk to me. Let me know what's on your mind today. Over in the sandbox called the Middle East, we have this report crossing the wires from WorldNet Daily. Egyptian security forces didn't interfere as massive quantities of weapons were transported across the Egyptian border into the Gaza Strip, where masked gunmen today blew dozens of holes in the wall delineating the frontier, according to Palestinian militant sources at the scene. "Very good things came in," said a senior leader of the Popular Resistance Committees, a Gaza-based Hamas-allied terrorist group. Egyptian security men at the border were very... My God, what's happening over there? Egyptian security men at the border were very passive. They wanted this to happen. They didn't prevent anything from coming in or going out, said the terrorist, who was speaking from the Gaza side of the border. Interesting to note, as a sidebar to this story, some 350,000 Palestinians reportedly poured out of the Gaza into Egypt today after masked men detonated 17 bombs there, destroying some two-thirds of a wall separating the Gaza Strip from Egypt. And on and on and on it goes, huh? Here's a good story, WorldNet Daily. ESPN has issued a one-week suspension, it seems, to anchorwoman Dana Jacobson for a profane rant at a celebrity roast in which she said, "F Jesus, According to sources, the Chicago Tribune said the sports TV network declined to confirm the suspension, but an ESPN spokesman said her actions and comments were inappropriate. Oh, were they indeed? Of course they were. And we've dealt with it. The news came one day after WorldNet Daily reported a Catholic advocacy group charged the sports TV network had failed to take appropriate action and did not offer a sufficient apology for Jacobson's outburst in which she attacked Jesus Christ. Jacobson, reportedly intoxicated, was speaking January 11th at an event in Atlantic City, New Jersey, to honor some ESPN radio personalities when she unleashed a tirade saying, F Notre Dame, F Touchdown Jesus, and finally, F Jesus. Touchdown Jesus is the popular moniker for a mural on Notre Dame's library featuring Jesus raising her arms. So she is suspended, although that hasn't been confirmed, for a whole week because of such an outrageous outburst as that. Well, getting away from the politics here for a moment, this from the International Herald Tribune. It finds that tests are finding hazardous levels of mercury in tuna sushi in New York. Recent lab tests performed for the New York Times found so much mercury in tuna sushi that a regular diet of even two or three pieces a week at some restaurants could be a health hazard to the average adult, based on guidelines set out by the Environmental Protection Agency. 8 of the 44 pieces of sushi the Times purchased from local restaurants and stores in October had mercury levels so high that the FDA could take legal action to remove the fish from their market. I wonder why they're not taking it. Although all the samples were gathered in New York City, experts believe similar results would be observed elsewhere. Mercury levels in bluefin, mercury levels in bluefin are likely to be very high, regardless of location, according to a marine scientist for environmental defense, which happens to be an advocacy group that works to protect the environment and improve human health. Most of the stores and restaurants in the survey said that the tuna the Times had sampled was bluefin. So, mercury contamination in bluefin tuna. Mercury is a substance, a heavy metal, which is almost impossible to purge from the human body. Davey in Texas, welcome to our show this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Man, you got that trial going on down in Florida with Wesley Snipes. Have you ever seen that movie, Judge Priest?
No, I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
Matter of fact.
Well, you remember Will Rogers, right?
I'm not old enough to remember.
Oh, you never met Will Rogers?
I never did.
Oh.
But he would have never said, I never met a stranger as a person I've never met before. He would have changed that had he ever had the missed opportunity to meet me.
Well, I'm sure he'd have found a way to get along with you somehow, but you know, man, that movie, Judge Priest, it's a classic. It's got something for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, when Wesley Snipes went down there to Florida to see about settling up with these economic terrorists over here on Tierra Firma in North American continent, well, he complained that he might run up against a racist jury. And I thought it'd just be real sweet to have a whole bunch of old boys out there with sheets over their heads and nooses hanging off of their belt loops and waving rebel flags and whistling Dixie for the economic terrorists.
Davey, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
Not meaning to interrupt your train of thought there, not at all. You've got some time here. But what's your take on the brouhaha in South Carolina over flying the Confederate flag below the U.S. flag in the Capitol there in South Carolina?
Well, I think they ought to take that so-called U.S. flag and burn it if they don't fly it upside down. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that either we live in a free country or we don't. Apparently, mm-hmm. We don't. So we got to deal with that reality. You know, Flying a flag's a lot different than driving a tank into your neighbor's house. And when they drive a tank into your neighbor's house, when it's flying that so-called American flag, well, it'll tell you who the terrorists are right there. You know, have you ever read, gosh, the Encyclopedia of the Palestine Problem by Ihsan Naqvi?
You know, I feel like an illiterate here. I have to answer no to that one, too.
Well, I strongly recommend, you know, it's online. You can read it now, and you can go there and read about it. But did you ever see that movie, The Manchurian Candidate, with Frank Sinatra?
Yes, I did. Hey, you finally hit one that I can say yes to. That was a tremendous movie, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, the I think the punchline of that, although there's probably quite a few in there, the punchline is when he says he's going to rip that wiring out. You remember that part?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
What does that have to do with exactly, do you think?
What does that have to do with?
I mean, over and above opinion, actually, you know, as in let's talk about some real facts here on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it has to do with deep programming, doesn't it?
Oh, sure.
When he rips
sure.
the wires out, right?
Sure, sure.
And then they did a remake with Denzel Washington. The fact is, though, that, you know, either we have this phenomenon of zombie robots who are just willing to sit there and parrot what they've been told by the TV and cannot think. You know, what's the definition of thinking exactly?
The definition of thinking?
Yes, sir.
That would take, I'd have to give that a little bit of thought, too.
Isn't that factual analysis?
See, you're tough. You're tough, Davey. I wouldn't pass your test, would I?
Well, you would eventually. You know, in the military, they have a deal that's called go, no-go. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, either you pass or you don't, you know.
Yep.
And the fact is, we got to deal with
that. There's just plain no messing around in the Army. You either go or no-go.
Oh, exactly, man, right. We had so much fun at that grenade range. I wish you could have been there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy from New Jersey. I'll never forget him. I hope I get to see him again someday. But he was one of those guys, you know. I was going to ask you the other day about a funny story from Minnesota. I met a guy one time. I asked him, I said, what's the funniest thing happened up there in Minnesota? He said, well, he said, it was back when I was courting my wife. He said, she mm-hmm. lived way out in the country, and they had this crossroads. And said he pulled up to the general store there, and there were some guys that had come out from the city. And you know how those city boys are sometimes. He said they had an animal there on the front of their automobile, and they were real, real excited. And the sheriff / game warden showed up, and he said, well, boys, he said, I got some good news and some bad news. He said, the good news is I'm not going to arrest you. He said, the bad news is you're going to have to leave that calf here. Well, they'd been out deer hunting, you know.
I'm not going to take that personal, Davey. I could,
right.
Being from Minnesota.
Well, anyway.
You know, I could take that personal.
That's okay.
We know the difference between a calf and a deer up here.
Right. Well, but, you know, there's some people, you know, like one of the biggest thrills we ever got out in the country was when those city boys would come out and we'd get them to eat a green persimmon. Have you ever seen them do that?
Eat a green persimmon?
Oh, man, if you get a city boy to eat a green persimmon, you just can't laugh any harder. I mean, really. But, you know, these are things that have gone by the wayside, like shooting marbles, you know, and riding the rail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that.
Hey, Davey, whereabouts you? Whereabouts are you? If you don't mind telling us, whereabouts are you from in Texas?
Well, I was actually born in Austin, but I lived.
Oh, that's right.
All over Texas, and
mm-hmm.
and I actually grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, which is why I have such an affection for the Old South, because I actually met people, especially old ladies, back in the '60s, whose families, you know, had actually. They'd fought in the so-called war between the states, and, I mean, you know, their families had, and they were still suffering the consequences of that.
Now, Davey, if you've listened to this program since I've been doing it here, which is going on a couple of weeks here, you will know that I have said on a couple of different occasions the Civil War was never fought over slavery, was it?
Well,
it was fought over civil states' rights.
It was not a civil war. That's an oxymoron. That was one of the first things I learned down there in the South, from the, especially the women, the old ladies. They wouldn't let you talk oxymoron talk. They kind of felt like that was an insult, you know, not just to their intelligence, but even the lower IQ people around, you know. They just didn't tolerate that. I don't know what happened. Somewhere along the way, I guess somebody started watching too much TV, and they just let that language thing slide, but they would not allow you to speak unintelligently. Does that make any sense?
Well, that would shut a lot of people up nowadays, wouldn't it?
About 98% of them, don't you think?
No, but I just wanted to put a fine point on what I was trying to illustrate there as part of a little bit of history, historicity.
Yes, sir.
We hear about the Civil War or uncivil war. I agree with you. But it was never fought over slavery. It was fought over states' rights.
Right. Have you ever heard of a man named Eustace Mullins?
Yes, I have. He wrote a very interesting book on the Federal Reserve.
And he also wrote a book called The Curse of Canaan that has a chapter entitled The Civil War, which I highly recommend you try to obtain a copy of that and read it, because it really shows how long it took to get that so-called Civil War kicked off. You know, they have an article out right now about the multitude of lies that were told by the neocon so-called Bush administration to get the Iraq War started. But it's not a war. It's a neocon misadventure. You see, that's where our language. Ron Paul stipulates that in order for America to actually have a war, we have to go through a constitutional process where the Congress, you know, votes on it and appropriates it. Same way with that so-called 14th and 15th. And have you ever seen a copy of the original 13th Amendment?
No, I have not.
Oh, man. Well, you can Google it. I think the University of Virginia has a page that they have on there where you can read the original 13th Amendment, though, you know, it prohibited titles and nobility. You know about
that. I'm not familiar with that. But, you know, Eustace Mullen, speaking of Eustace Mullen, he wrote a book called, and he spent 40 years of his life. I don't know if he's still with us or not. Eustace Mullen still with us, Davey?
I think he is. I tried to call a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't get him on the phone, but I got an answering machine. So I think somebody talked to him since then, though.
Well, you know, he wrote, he spent 40 years of his life documenting the whole history of the Federal Reserve System and how we became involved in this central bank. Contrary to what Jefferson said, contrary to what all of our founders warned us about, they finally were able to become entrenched under the, I mentioned that earlier in the program this morning, finally were able to become entrenched in this nation, unfortunately, under the Woodrow Wilson administration in 1913. And we will never get out of debt in this country because of the Federal Reserve, because all you have to do is look at the money.
Actually, we can, but... have you ever heard of neuro-linguistic programming?
Neuro-linguistic programming?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, that sounds like a very interesting topic, but no, I haven't.
Well, have you ever seen that movie Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson?
See, I don't spend a lot of time with any movie that is being produced in recent years, really.
Well, they show you stuff, that's for sure. But in that movie, Long Kiss Goodnight, that Gina Davis plays an assassin, a mind-control robot assassin, and they're trying to kill her. Anyway, neuro-linguistic programming and debt. When we say to ourselves we will never do something, guess what? We probably never will. So we can't argue for our limitations, like Richard Bach says. We have to phrase things in a way that leaves our options open where we can achieve success, right? Where we can actually do something other than climb into the cesspit with the malicious idiots that want to bend over for a bunch of lying murderers that print currency. At some point, we have to disassociate from their bogus so-called reality. That's why they made that movie, The Matrix.
Now, Davey, that's good. I appreciate your input. You're well read. You're up to date on these issues, and we appreciate
you. Got another caller online?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay,
and we got
a
run.
Great day. Watch out for those opinions floating around.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Malcolm in Illinois, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Just fine, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. I wanted to ask you a question. What candidate do you support, or would you support?
Do you know something, Malcolm? And I'll answer that. You asked me an honest question, and I'm going to give you an honest answer. I do not know. I can tell you this. I'm not going to support any of the Democrats. We got to get that off the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree
but when
with
it
you
come, when it comes to the Republicans, I do not know. I have not made up my mind. So that's my answer.
Yeah, I kind of felt that.
We're up against a break here, Malcolm. I'm sorry. If you can hang on for a moment, I'll hold you over till the end of the show here.
Okay.
Anyway, get on the phone. Well, phones are open, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne here. We'll be back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the waning moments of our program on this Thursday, January 24th, we've got Malcolm holding over. Malcolm in Illinois. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Yes, I was just listening to you this morning, and I heard you, I think, from last week. And you answered a pretty honest question that I was just wondering about, because I had felt that your enthusiasm for supporting Ron Paul was not there when his name rose up. So you're not, at this point, not supporting any candidate. That makes a lot of sense. you know.
No, I haven't made up my mind yet. I guess you could put me in the undecided camp, Malcolm. Listen, we appreciate your joining us. We've got just enough time here to get Thomas in Arizona.
All right.
Thomas, what's on your mind? Yeah, you bet. Thomas in Arizona, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, I know you completely got off the subject that you were talking about, and I thought I would just come in and jump in with another Ron Paul question.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that caller say that you should be supporting Ron Paul. Most of the people listening to you are supporters of Ron Paul. I personally am not supporting anybody. Chances are I probably won't even vote. How do you feel about the non-voter?
How do I feel about the non-voter?
Yeah.
I feel it's a responsibility. This sounds like a routine answer, but I feel it's a responsibility of every thinking American to cast an intelligent vote come election day.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling on the non-voter.
Okay. So when we have somebody worth voting for, maybe mm-hmm. that's the place people would actually start voting again.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, people have different motivations, Thomas, for
yeah.
voting for their favorite candidate. In other words, if you ask a lot of people, they're going to say the reason that they're voting for candidate A or candidate B is because they think that this candidate, A or B, has a better chance of winning. That's their reason for voting for them.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah, I've heard that before, and that's pretty mm-hmm. much what society has brought us to. They give us so
sure.
much garbage that we have to pick the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
As my dad.
Yeah, it's come down to that because, see, all of these candidates, with the possible exception of Ron Paul, mm-hmm. who I understand is not a member of the CFR or the Trilateral Commission to his everlasting benefit.
Very good.
But, see, that our candidates are. The media will never get behind a Ron Paul. Why? Because he's not a member of the club. The chosen club, the trilateral bunch, the trilateralist bunch, and the CFR bunch, who is the shadow government in this country, and who selected this guy with more teeth than brains in Georgia, and he became president. Everybody scratched their head. Where'd he come from? How did he get elected president?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the media got behind him. Who controls the media? The same people that control the Federal Reserve. I know I sound like a broken record sometime on these subjects, but people have to become aware of it. They really and truly do, Thomas.
You're not a broken record, and people need to know that both sides, it's one coin, two separate sides. It's a one-party system. Would you agree with that?
Sure. In fact, George Wallace, you remember George Wallace?
Oh, yeah.
From Alabama? He was a Democrat, but he said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, and he was right then, and he's even more right today.
We don't hear much from him today, but yeah. I guess
no, but I mean, I just use that as an example of what was true then. And it's becoming worse. It's not becoming better. There will never be, with the exception of my president, Ronald Reagan, there will never be another president elected to the presidency in this country who is not probably a member of the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations, a shadow government in this country, which is really pulling the strings of media, and they're controlling how people react at the voting booth.
And I think more and more people are becoming aware of that, but they're not willing to stand up because they're marginalized.
Hey, Thomas, we got to run.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Don Wayne. And that's how I see it.